This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. And when I say we, I mean just me right now. Mark is still in the hotel room asleep or something. He's not answering the phone. But that's okay, because I got Pete Ayer with me here on my other mic. Hey, Pete.
Hey, good to be with you.
Man, it's always good to see you, and a pleasant surprise to see you coming out here because, you've been kind of doing things a little differently these days. You moved out of New Hampshire like a year ago or something, year and a half?
Yeah, I've kind of been floating back and forth, but, I mean, New Hampshire, the Shires, you know, it always has a place in my heart, and when folks ask me where I'm from, I often reference the Shire. But, yeah, I've just kind of been floating around a bit. You know, my partner, Amanda B. Johnson, and I, we spent some time outside of the USSA, and then we tried different living situations.
Mexico.
That's right, yeah. But we're currently, we spent some time out west after we left the Shire. Now we're traveling in a RV, so that's kind of we're full time.
Love getting RVs, man. How many of these things have you lived in over the years? Because you had Marv, the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle.
Yeah, this
for a long
is actually
time.
The fourth RV that I've had. Yeah, so and it's certainly the nicest.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's a diesel pusher, so it's really finished well and it's strong and it's a good fit for us at this point.
Cool. So, for those that don't know, Pete is one of the founders of CopBlock.org, and you and I, we go way back.
Yeah.
I mean, it must have been 2007 or 8, somewhere in that range, because you guys were doing Motorhome Diaries way back in the day. That was your first kind of RV hitting the road, back when you and Adamo Freeman and Jason Talley were searching the United States for freedom. You didn't find very much.
Well, yeah, it was nice. We did find... I guess one watershed moment was just how important it was to be connected with like-minded folks. It's a watershed moment when we got kidnapped and caged out in Mississippi.
Jones County.
That's right. And there was just the outpouring of support really made the difference. And that's really made me, I guess, focus on community sort of building or just encouraging folks to make sure they had a network that was resilient and that has been like a sort of a linchpin of what I've worked on since then.
So let's go back a little bit, because I recently wrote an article that you've already read over at copblock.org, because I don't know how many bloggers are left there. The site is not what it used to be. It was sold over the summertime, and that's a whole other story. Adamo, who is your cohort and co-founder on the site, he was the one who was kind of running things. You'd stepped away a little while back to pursue other passions, and he also found other things in life that I think were more interesting to him after not quite a decade, but most of a decade of doing CopBlock. It was a labor of love. It was an exhausting thing. It resulted in both you and Adamo being arrested on multiple occasions as you traveled around the globe. But, let's go back to those days when CopBlock was founded, because it has touched so many lives. I mean, there have been so many people who I think have been positively affected by CopBlock just in the fact that they know their rights now when they didn't know before, and they know to exercise those rights and hold police accountable with video devices. I mean, this was what I think the major message of CopBlock was to stand up for yourself and others and hold police accountable, get video.
Yeah.
How did it start, though? Was it Jones County? Was that kind of the seed of it to some extent? Like, you guys wanted to, when you got arrested on the side of the road for having a beer in the fridge and what was it, a dry county? Jones County,
yeah, that's
Mississippi?
That's true. Well, they tried to justify their kidnapping and caging, so they put whatever they could on us. But and lest we forget, they... some of the badge folks down there pepper sprayed Jason Talley and Adamo Freeman for no reason, but
because they can.
Yeah, and I guess I should back up and say I actually read the post that you referenced first on Free Keen before I went and saw it on CopBlock, because I go to Free Keen every couple few days but I was glad to see it. As I told you off air, I thought it was a good summation. I think. As you said, it had a lot of traction. It had reached a lot of folks, and overall, I'm very happy with the impact that it had. You know, and that it encouraged folks. It encouraged them to, like, stand up for themselves, to feel empowered, to not, you know, to trust what's innate inside of them rather than try to understand the legalese that some would-be authorities say is how they should act. And so, ultimately, I think the impact of Cop Block has been, you know, and not just Cop Block, but Cop Watch and some Peaceful Street, some other groups, and just folks seeing in general that documenting these police interactions goes a long way to protecting themselves and to deterring rights violations. So, you know, ultimately, that's, like, more important than this brand of Cop Block and,
sure,
and whatnot. And so, I think for me, as you wrote in your post, I was most excited about Cop Block because it was a vehicle to introduce complete liberty ideas. We did find when we were on the road with Motorhome Diaries, as you mentioned, that this police issue cut across perceived demographics. And so,
right,
to just inject this message of self-ownership and, you know, personal responsibility for actions into this dialogue of police accountability was, I thought, very important. And I'm glad that that happened.
It did. And so was it, you know, what was it that, how did it spawn? I mean, you said that Keene, New Hampshire, in one of your posts, was the incubator sort of for Cop Block. And where did the idea come from? Was it a Damo who came up with it? How did
I'd credit a Damo. He had, before we met in 2009 with Motorhome Diaries, he had had some run-ins with police employees, as had, you know, myself and Jason, but not to the same extent. A Damo had been targeted because he sold a plant before, and so he kind of...
He went to jail for that.
That's right. And so... He thought it was necessary, but, and we, you know, being on the road, we saw that of all the encounters we had and exchanges and stuff, that these not desired but just thrust upon us exchanges with police employees often had the most traction in terms of views, and so we said, hey, this is obviously a conversation that is important to people, and, you know, there's millions of people caged that shouldn't be and things, so we decided to focus on that. So anyway, between our projects, as you noted in your post, Cop Block was started, and it just sort of grew from there. We had a team of bloggers and contributors, and then it just grew into a submission-based site and groups in a lot of places and stuff.
And you guys hit the road again with Liberty on Tour shortly after, I think, Cop Block was created.
Right.
Which was, you know, kind of a similar project to Motorhome Diaries, but Jason Talley, I don't think, was involved, and so you changed the branding. And
yeah, and it was a little bit, I would say, more focused in like a strike the root, not just sort of taking a pulse, which I think Motorhome Diaries did more of, but we were more seeking to share these ideas with others instead of just document what was going on as much. So, yeah, it was effective. I think it built on the network that we had met with in different towns.
Well, you had already had, besides going around the country in the Motorhome Diaries, you'd had experience doing, like, Beltway libertarian activism. You were the head of Bureaucrash. I was actually wearing the old Immigrate shirt yesterday when
nice.
I was traveling. I always like to wear
that's
that one when I'm traveling.
Good for you.
But Bureaucrash was, it's gone now, long, long gone, but it was an organization that, you know, again, was kind of a libertarian thing. You ran that, and so you had some connections within the libertarian movement, and I think that kind of helped you set up meetings as you were going around.
I think it helped connecting with folks online that live in different places through Bureaucrash, and even before that, I worked at a place called Institute for Humane Studies that does seminars and scholarships for college students, and that, in my last position there, I was able to travel to and meet with, I had a lot of discretion that where I traveled, I'd go to a different city and reach out to meet with students and try to just, you know, share ideas of liberty. And that really, I guess, instilled in me how important I thought, or I think now that it is, to just being exposed to different ideas and questioning sort of the status quo. And, you know, at first, these ideas might seem... you know, extreme, but when you sit back and think about them, I think
I always thought it was funny that, you know, somebody would call the libertarian idea of non-aggression extreme, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's an extreme idea to leave people alone, an extreme idea to honor your neighbor's choice.
Right.
I mean, that's not extreme at all. The extreme is attacking somebody over their peaceful choices.
Right.
That's what's extreme.
Right.
That's what our government, the government here in this area and around the rest of the world does. And so Cop Block, in its, you know, early days was bringing that message of liberty and police accountability to the forefront, and did an amazing job. Stick with me here, Pete. We're going to continue. We're at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's early in the morning. We're recording the show, and I'll explain a little bit more about that coming up here in moments, because it just makes it easier for us to do interviews and gives us the night to where we can actually, you know, hang out. So more coming up here from Austin, Texas. It's Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word RADIO77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text RADIO77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text RADIO77 to 42424.
I got my Blink Home Security System delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are 2 Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Passies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're here at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, which is, by the way, brought to you by Bitcoin.com. And I'm always happy to see Bitcoin.com at any of these events. We're big fans of Bitcoin here on Free Talk Live. And Bitcoin.com is your place to go to learn about Bitcoin. Maybe you're brand new to the idea. We're definitely going to get into some cryptocurrency-related talk. And I know Pete certainly knows a thing or two about Dash. He's wearing the shirt. We'll get into that a little bit later on as well. Pete Ayer joining me. I'm Ian Freeman. We're at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. This is the third ever Texas Bitcoin Conference. I think they took a year off last year, and they're back, and it's a sellout, by the way. I was told last night they sold all 400 tickets to this event. So again, thanks to Bitcoin.com for being one of the awesome sponsors. In fact, I believe they are the top sponsor of this event here this week. Once again, you want to learn about Bitcoin, the best place to go and get started is over at Bitcoin.com. So again, Ian here with Pete Ayer from formerly of copblock.org, I guess. Pretty much everybody's formerly of copblock.org at this point, with essentially the site kind of dying over the summertime. And we're just kind of looking back and reflecting as two of the guys who've been around the copblock brand for the longest. You know, I've got badge number 5. You must have one or two, right? What's your badge number, Pete?
Number one.
Number one.
Yeah.
Even a demo didn't get number one, huh?
Yeah, well, at the time, so Damon and I went back and forth on Coplock on sort of who was spearheading it and whose mm-hmm. main project it was, and through the years, initially, I would say, you know, he sort of germinated the idea, and then, you know, myself and some others joined him, and then he a couple years later, stepped back and focused more on a silver project while I stepped more up into Coplock, and then later I focused on some other things, and he stepped back in, and then I would say about 2 years ago, I started focusing more on cryptocurrency, digital mm-hmm. currency, and then he stepped back up. And that's kind of why the domain was under his name recently, and why he was in a position where he decided to sell. And I mean, we had discussions and things, but that's kind of how it unfolded, I would say. But at the time when we got the badges, I would say I was more involved, and I just happened to collaborate with Davi Barker, who is behind a number of projects, a number of
shiny
great projects.
Badges. He's
exactly.
The guy.
And so that's who we worked with to get the badges.
So, copblock.org had a big influence on a lot of people, and I think in a positive way, and you know, got a lot of attention. A lot of the videos went viral. People learned about their rights, and so we've just kind of been reflecting on what all that has meant through today. It grew so, you know, so much. I remember when we celebrated like a million Facebook likes, and that was not that many years after it started. What, 2012, maybe 2011, somewhere in that range.
Yeah, I don't recall the exact date, but it was pretty good. By then, we had brought on a lot of good contributors and things who helped that happen. But
yeah, and people from all around the country. In fact, even I would say internationally, Copblock became not just a United States phenomenon. I mean, certainly there were local groups all across the U.S. in probably almost every state, but also globally, right?
Like this were, definitely. I would say, again, CopWatch, which started out of Berkeley as a reaction to police there harassing homeless folks, mm-hmm.
And that was before CopBlock.
Yeah, a couple decades before. It started shortly before the early 90s, I would say, and the Rodney King incident out in Cali really brought them to the forefront of a lot of people's minds. And so I would say they have like some longer existing groups, but when CopBlock was around, it was certainly growing pretty fast, and there was some international outreach, and it really to me underscored the fact that political jurisdictions are really irrelevant, and that this issue of giving certain folks extra rights, you know, which is what police claim, is a problem everywhere, no matter where
sure
one is born. So it really, I think, brought that together. And so if a person felt like they themselves had been oppressed in their area or their community was by these legalized gangs of tyranny, essentially, that you know, that
man, hey, I miss having you on the air, dude.
Yeah, so it was good. It really it was nice to see, you know, folks else helping and learning from each other, even if they were thousands of miles away.
But as what I pointed out in the article, as any organization grows, as more people get involved, it's only a matter of time before somebody doesn't get along, before you get internal conflicts, personality conflicts, and Coplock was no exception to that. You know, one of the big critiques, Ernie Hancock walking in the room here. What's up, dude?
Good to see you, brother.
We'll have him on here in a little bit. Come on over if you want to co-host, man. I got an open seat. But so just the internal strife that it hit the organization at some point. And
I think you did a good job in your post saying, hey, Coplock was like billed as decentralized, but ultimately there were some folks who sort of had the keys to the site and certain aspects of it, but it was decentralized in the way that the ideas would proliferate, and also folks were encouraged to start their own offshoots and
right.
and reach out and you know, work together if possible. And I mean, there were times, like you said, there were schisms. There were some folks who would say they would rock Coplock gear and then maybe go out on the street and partake in some actions that I thought were actually counterproductive in terms of how they would voice their, you know, dissent to folk, and it wasn't maybe as fruitful as it could be, but through the years we had people who would reach out and say, hey, you should really pay attention to this person or this group, they're doing such and such, and I would say, hey, I'm totally unfamiliar with that. If I was familiar, then yes, I would make a post and say, hey, by the way, this person is, like, you know, doing whatever, I don't support it, but generally I would try to keep all that stuff decentralized. We had no way to stay up in the know with everything going on, so, you know, it was another way. Yeah, we just encouraged people to self-police and police those around them in a way, and by that I mean just calling people out for, you know, irresponsible actions.
That's the best you can do, and it's been, you know, it's always been a critique from people on the outside. You know, you used to live in Keene, where I live in New Hampshire, and there's been a big activist migration to New Hampshire, and some of the critiques that have come at me from some things that have happened in public, it's like, well, I didn't do that. I wasn't there for that. You know, I don't know who that person was. I remember one of the cops came up to me once, and this was after the 420s were happening in Keene, where we had like 100-plus people in Central Square smoking cannabis openly. And like the next year, I was doing like some Election Day outreach, and one of the Keene cops came up to me, and he was like, hey, during the 420 last year, somebody jumped out in front of an ambulance and blocked the ambulance from going to where it was trying to go. And, you know, do you support that? And I said, well, of course not. I don't know who that was. It doesn't sound like somebody I knew. I figure it was probably some townie kid, you know, some teenager jumping out. But just because you're in a group, people, of course, are trained to think like, well, you must be the same as everybody else that's in that group, even though, as you pointed out with Coplock, it's completely decentralized as far as who can start a Coplock organization. You're not going to spend your time filing a lawsuit against somebody if they use the brand without your permission. I mean, it's just, you got better things to do than do that kind of
stuff.
Right,
certainly.
So it's frustrating, but yeah, I agree with you. All you can really do is, if you're there in the moment, is talk to that person. Like, hey, man, settle down. You're going a little overboard here. You don't need to be as angry as you are, or, you know, approaching things in that way.
Right.
But ultimately, you know, we all do the best we can. And I think that you know, in the long run, despite whatever the critics might have to say, Coplock, you know, has done good. I mean, it has done a lot of good for a lot of people out there. So I'm grateful for everybody that's been involved in it. And I don't know if it can come back from what's happened. We can talk about, you know, what's happened coming up here. And we'll get into what's going on with you these days, Pete. So we've been sort of doing the retrospective here, but you're always up to something. You're doing the dash booth here at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, which is where we are here in Austin, Texas. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are here at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. I am graciously joined by my old friend and pal in the streets with copblock.org. Pete Ayer is with me here. Long time. We go back a way. It's always great to see you, Pete.
Yeah, always good to see you.
So we're talking about kind of do a little retrospective. I wrote a lengthy piece, like 2,000 words over at copblock.org about what happened to copblock. Because there hadn't been a post in 3 months, basically. The site was sold, unfortunately, back when Adamo Freeman decided he'd had enough. I mean, he'd been doing it for 7-ish years. I think it started in 2010, if I'm recalling correctly. But that he was thrown in the towel, and I know he had offered to some of the other cop blockers, some of the more active ones, hey, do you guys want to take the site over? And apparently nobody wanted to step up and take that main kind of editorial role. Even though the organization was decentralized, as we've been discussing, somebody still got to run the website. Somebody still has to take in those stories, because you guys had a submit options where people who had some sort of police encounter could come into the site. They could submit their, talk about what happened, and then maybe that would get posted on the site.
Right.
So somebody has to look through those and, edit them or whatever and post them online and, handle all the administrative functions of running a major website, one of the most popular, arguably the most popular police accountability site on the globe in this decade.
Yeah, then there was, I was hoping also to see some folks that had long been involved step up and sort of take over the reins, because there were certainly a lot of quality folks that I would trust that I've met through the years and develop relationships with. But, you know, like you said, it's a in a sense, a labor of love. There wasn't, monetarily it was
always is.
Difficult.
It's activism.
Yeah, you gotta. So I guess I kind of understand and. You know, maybe it's not. Maybe it's all right. It's maybe an example of creative destruction of some good ideas emerging for some time and finding fruit, and then you know all these hundreds and thousands of people who had who maybe grew from that experience are going on to do other things. And at the end of the day, I know the ideas that were sort of
those
you
can't
know
be
acted as right. The foundation are there in these. I know in myself and hopefully a lot of these other people who were active with it. So
yeah, I know there was some other organization called Filming Cops that I guess purchased the Facebook page. So that's going strong. They're actually posting a lot of content there.
Right. Okay. Good.
So the Cop Block Facebook is still going. Whoever it was that bought the website itself, though. Separately, so there was a separate person who did that. That person apparently does not want to be known, and they don't appear to be doing much with the site at this point. Whether it will ever relaunch into anything else, I'm grateful they left my account on so I could go and post something there.
I mean, it does seem odd that you would drop some coin to buy a site and then
just
not really utilize it, but I don't know what that's about, but you know,
I don't expect you to know.
Is theirs. Yeah,
you probably don't even know who it was.
Yeah, no.
Do you?
No, I haven't inquired. So,
well, I inquired, but I was told that the person doesn't want to be known. So,
right.
That's about all I know. Anyway, copblock.org. You know, all the content's still there, but for how long? If the website isn't maintained, then.
Right.
With WordPress, it could lapse. Number one, but you know, with WordPress, if you don't update the WordPress site, somebody's going to take. You know, hackers could come in there and take the site down, because there's always security updates and things like that that have to be done. So, anyway, you know, it's as I said, it's been a major influence on so many people's lives, and the ideas aren't going to go away. Of course, we're still doing CopBlock type stuff in New Hampshire. The site that you founded, KeenCopBlock.org, is still online and still you know content is being posted to it. So those of us who you know appreciate police accountability and want to keep that flame alive. I mean, we're definitely gonna keep doing it. I'm sure that you know if you encounter police, you're gonna pull out your camera and you know go into old modes as necessary. So we're here at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. Changing gears into you know what's happening these days with you, Pete. You had with Amanda, your partner. You and she had been producing a Dash newscast, basically. And Dash, for listeners that may be new to the show, is one of the more exciting cryptocurrencies out there at the moment. You're wearing the shirt right now. It stands for Digital Cash. You can go to dash.org and that's where you can learn more about Dash. It's pretty exciting. We're finally on board with Dash as far as they're a sponsor here on Free Talk Live, which was great, and you guys helped us with you know how to make that a possibility.
Yeah, it's kind of circuitous. I believe I maybe first learned of Bitcoin, or at least maybe I'd heard about it, but I first got more aware of it from one of your co-hosts, from a Free Talk Live co-host years ago,
really?
and was encouraged to download the blockchain, and so that may have been in you know 2010 or 11,
probably sounds about right.
But since then, yeah, I mean Dash, just like you know with CopBlock, the idea of like a self-ownership and things. Cryptocurrency in general excites me. I think it's a way to peacefully divest your activity from this criminal regime.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to fund their war state and caging people by if you're using an alternative to their Federal Reserve notes.
You're literally taking power out of the hands of the state by using Dash or Bitcoin or any of these cryptocurrencies because, you know, historically the state and the banks have been the ones that have printed money. And, of course, we've seen how that ends up,
right.
Where the money ends up getting printed like crazy, and then you know you get inflation, and that steals wealth from people. It steals from their savings. It disincentivizes savings, and you get decentralized currency. Bitcoin was the first, but it's certainly not the only one. There are now hundreds of them, and Dash is in the top 10. I would say probably the top 6 or somewhere in there. I didn't check the rankings today, but it's always fighting for a position. And one of the reasons why Dash is so effective is because of its brilliant marketing setup, meaning that it was sort of baked into how the system works instead of all the mining, because normally in Bitcoin, the miners get like almost every bit of the mining that they do as far as the Bitcoin that comes into existence. But with Dash, 10% of the mining rewards go into this sort of this kitty that they spend every month based on like a this voting structure and proposals, and people can propose and say, hey, I want to do this thing with Dash, like sponsor an airplane, wrap an airplane with Dash sponsorships, and that one got passed. And like, there's all these other things. You know, your show that you guys did for a while was sponsored by Dash, and all you talked about was Dash related stuff.
Yeah, and so cryptos in general, and Bitcoin was the first, obviously. But I think for me, I thought Dash had the economic incentives aligned with more correctly, and unlike Bitcoin, which, as you said, allocates 100% of its block reward to miners to secure the network, Dash investors or Dash developers realize that, hey, there's more. While security is important, there's other functions too that are important. So it allocates a portion of the security to the mining, and then a portion to masternode owners who provide infrastructure, provide things that consumers want, like privacy and instant transactions. And then, as you said, the treasury. So, yeah, I'm most excited about Dash as a cryptocurrency right now. I mean, that's not to say a competitor won't or can't arise that does things better. But at this moment, I think Dash is the most exciting and has the most tenable chance of widespread adoption, especially with their release of Evolution
that's coming,
in 2018,
right?
Okay. Yeah, which should make Dash as easy to use as PayPal or Venmo. And
so it'll bring more people in. You don't have to be technically, you know, adept or oriented once this Evolution comes out.
Right.
And, of course, Dash isn't hard to use now.
Not at all.
It's not hard to download a Dash wallet and receive and send. In fact, we've been seeing a lot more Dash action out in Keene, which, as you know, is, you know, a cryptocurrency hotspot in New Hampshire, maybe even one of the most, the entire globe, one of the most Bitcoin-accepting cities in the world. Derek J., who you know, Derek J. Freeman and his partner Steven, have come out with something called AnyPay, which is very exciting because it actually allows point-of-sale acceptance of Dash, which has been something that I've been wanting forever, to have something else besides Bitcoin, because the Bitcoin fees are insane. I sent some Bitcoin the other day, and it was $2.50 to send some Bitcoin to somebody.
And that's not expensive for Bitcoin, which is why, I was surprised when I saw that Derek and his partner had opened a Bitcoin store. I wondered about the transaction fee and if that was going to deter buyers, but I was glad to see they accept.
They're taking
a number of currencies. Yeah. That's great.
In fact, the Bitcoin necklace you see me wearing here, I got at the Bitcoin shop, which you cannot pay cash. If you go into the Bitcoin shop
that's cool.
and you've got cash, sorry. Now, you can put some cash in the vending machine and get some Bitcoin out of that. So, Pete, can you stick with one more segment?
Sure.
With me? All right. Pete Ayer is here, and we're going to continue. We're talking about what he's doing these days, and he's always up to something interesting. There's more on the way here from the Texas Bitcoin Conference. Mark has just walked in. This is Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. New venue. It's actually changed venues every time we've been here. We were at a racetrack the first year, and then this like Austin City Limits or something, I think it was what it was called before. And now this year we're at the Canyon View Event Center. It's in kind of northwest Austin. People are showing up here. It's bright and early in the morning today. We got Bruce Fenton just walked in. He's one of the speakers. He's throwing a Bitcoin conference out in New Hampshire this year. The first Bitcoin conference in New Hampshire is going to be coming up in early December. I'm sure we'll be talking to him about that coming up here in moments. And we're talking with Pete Ayer this morning. By the way, I do want to invite you to freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that you find there. They're completely free. But if you like what we're doing, then please amp the show over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can do it with Bitcoin as well if you like. And then also credit card and PayPal. It's $5 a month, and it's a great way to get behind what we do here, which is, of course, talking about liberty, talking about peace and cryptocurrency and, you know, all these great tools that you can apply in your own life to make yourself more free. And that's what I think that we're still all about here. Pete, that's what you're all about. You've changed gears from police accountability activism into the cryptocurrency world because it's another way to set people free, and it's not as risky. You're not likely to get arrested.
Yeah, and it's sort of more, it's in a sense even more immediate because you can start using it like now with your sphere. You can, you know, hopefully encourage vendors that you patron to accept it, and then, you know, just a little at a time. I think it's a very effective way to, you know, help create a better world for yourself and your kin.
Oh, and the vendors, that was what I was getting into there at the end of the last segment, was Derek J. and his boyfriend Steven have come up with this AnyPay app, which, if you're familiar with BitPay and their merchant services thing where they have a pin pad and a cashier can touch on a tablet and type up the total and you get your Bitcoin code and you scan that. You know, I'd asked BitPay earlier this year, I said, hey, are you guys going to add any other currencies? Because it's getting crazy with these Bitcoin fees. No sane person is going to walk into Corner News, which is a little newsstand in Keene that's been taking Bitcoin since 2013. No sane person's going to go in there and spend a dollar to buy a dollar soda on top of the dollar. You know, you're not going to spend $2 to buy a $1 soda with Bitcoin.
Right.
That's insane.
And the Corner News employees might be hesitant to take Bitcoin with the double spend issues that are allowable with Bitcoin.
I've heard about those. I don't think we've encountered that, but certainly it could be a possibility. But just, you know, looking at it from the average user's perspective, Bitcoin certainly still got the cool factor. Like, people are talking about it. It's going up in price over time. I mean, there's certainly buzz on the streets. The Bitcoin vending machine in Keene is busy. We just actually, last night, or the night before last, we had a Bitcoin vending machine or Bitcoin ATM company come in and install a Bitcoin ATM in Corner News. So now in little old Keene, New Hampshire, we actually have competition in Bitcoin vending machines.
Great.
There are two.
That's great.
Yeah, it's so exciting. So now it's available 7 days a week.
Cool.
So, I mean, I love that, but there needed to be another option, and Dash is perfectly positioned to be that other option. It's marketing itself as digital cash. The fees are not insane. It's like a cent or less, generally, for your typical Dash transaction that I've been doing.
Right.
And so it's usable.
Right, and it'll be even less with the future updates. And
really?
Up to maybe, you know, a thousandth of what a Bitcoin transaction is right now. So
they're going to lower the fees over time with Dash?
Right.
I did not know that about that. Now, do you know anything about, like, how they can do that? Because with Bitcoin, the fees got increased because it became so popular. The network got full.
Right.
And so the fees were sort of bid up as a result of that. Plus, because the Bitcoin price became so large, you know, 0.0001 Bitcoin is worth a lot more now than it was 3 years ago.
Right.
So what's the plan? If you know anything about it.
I guess I can't speak too much to the technicality of it, but I guess it's what I've been told by the, sort of the developer folks.
Okay.
That with the pending releases, you know, as I mentioned, Evolution is the name for the working name for the release coming out next year. That'll be implemented as well.
So behind the scenes, there's some technical stuff they're working on to reduce the fees, which they're already very cheap right now. So that's what we need to see, and that's what the AnyPay app does. AnyPay.global is their website. And one of the other things they did that I really like is they've made it easy to get into. Like, BitPay wasn't hard to get into, but there was still some hoop jumping. You still had to give a tax ID number, you know, in order to get in there as a business and, you know, all that. With AnyPay, there's not even an email verification. You just type in a username and password, and you've got a pin pad. You can instantly take Dash and Bitcoin, and it's super easy to switch between.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I'll show it to you here in a little
bit
if you haven't seen it yet, because this is what we're going to start introducing to merchants in the Keene area. Steven's been doing it out in Portsmouth, and so we've got kind of a friendly competition going on between the easternmost and the westernmost cities
good.
In New Hampshire, where we're fighting it out to see who can recruit the most business owners,
Excellent.
Local business owners, to take it. So now we have in Keene and now in Portsmouth, in each city, we have more Bitcoin-accepting businesses than Boston and more per capita than San Francisco.
Wow.
So, I mean, we've got like four times as many per capita as San Francisco.
Good job, yeah.
Yeah, so you can go get barbecue now. We got a barbecue. We got two barbecue places in the region. Vietnamese food. We got pizza.
Shop or an auto repair?
Auto repair.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, I mean,
stuff
really.
Stuff people need. That's great.
It's really incredible.
Excellent.
And of course, as more people start accepting it, then the buzz gets around. People walking into the businesses, they see the Bitcoin sign on the door and they ask questions. You know, what's Bitcoin? And of course, we've got flyers there in the business that they can take home. So yeah, we're having a lot of fun with that. It's a perfect example of how just a few activists concentrated in one area can make such a big difference. I mean, we don't have 1,000 activists in Keene. We've got a dozen or two dozen, and probably of the two dozen in that area, you know, only half a dozen are real active when it comes to Bitcoin. So it's a real proof of concept for the idea of concentrating libertarian cryptocurrency activists in one place. In fact, I'm a little bit later today, I'm going to have some flyers here delivered for the conference that'll actually promote, hey, if you love cryptocurrency and you care about freedom, you should probably move to New Hampshire because we've got the best, I mean, hands down, the best cryptocurrency community that there is. So, anyway, Pete, so you are doing the Dash thing. You guys stopped doing the Dash show. Where are you going next?
Right.
I mean, besides you've got another RV and you're driving around again.
Well, I've been doing some brainstorming the past couple few months. I've been doing some brainstorming and just, I guess, internal introspection, I guess I'd say. It's kind of redundant, internal introspection. But I've been doing, looking around at other projects and ideas that I really think are effective and the messaging that I like. And I've just, you know, I've been having discussions with some people that I already know that I've worked with or, you know, communicated with in the past and some new folks. And I'm just trying to, I guess, figure out exactly where I want to focus my efforts before I really put the pedal to the floor, I guess I'd say. So, I like some of the messaging of, like, Derek Broze's work. It's very positive, I think, and it emphasizes communities. And
I just finished reading there. Well, actually, I think I've got a few more pages. I'm going to finish reading his book. He and John Vibes wrote a book, The Conscious Resistance.
Yep.
Very, very good. Very short. Very excellent, excellent book. For those who, you know, like the idea of kind of psychedelic peace and, you know, things like that.
Yeah. So those guys, and then, like, you know, Stormcloud's Gathering, he used to have a pretty active
YouTube channel,
but he's now trying to launch another project. I think it's called the Next Generation Paradigm or something like that. I forget exactly, but it's the idea is you know, couched on some core principles of, like, mutual aid and tribe, like a tribe, and essentially having a network and a couple other ones, and those are concepts that really resonate with me. And some of the sort of off the grid stuff Ernie Hancock's doing about just saying, hey, the future, like, there's
a spaceship or whatever.
Yeah, well, I mean, not so much. I'd rather focus on more practical things at this moment. I mean, we'll see where that goes. The technology's
amazing. Well, we need the
amazing.
Dreamers, man. You got to have the dreamers.
Yeah. So we'll see. I'm just trying to figure out where exactly to focus my efforts. But some around there. I've also been discussing some things with a former, I would say, project collaborator that I used to work with that also similarly has a desire to focus on positive things and instead of being, like, very negative doom and gloom, but just try to be empowering and whatnot. So
that's so important. I mean, I'm glad to hear that that's, you know, the direction you're going in, and I've been going in that direction for the last decade, and it was a conscious choice to say, you know, do I want to take the side of peace or do I want to keep going in an angry direction and in a direction that is not healthy. I mean, it's not good for you personally, and it's also not good for the world. I mean, you've got to change yourself inside before you're going to see any kind of peace manifested outside you in the rest of the world, don't you think?
Yeah, that's most important. I mean, like you said, I guess I won't try to restate it, but being in harmony internally and then try to, I guess, be an ambassador for the ideas or just live what your principles and surround yourself. You connect with people that do similarly, and then your world is right then better. And
so true. You know, I know whatever it is you decide to focus on is going to be awesome, and I look forward to you coming on to talk to us about it again when you do.
Right on. Thanks, Ian.
Pete Ayer with us here, Dash.org. Check out Dash, and we're going to continue from the Texas Bitcoin Conference here in moments in Austin, Texas.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.